High of 87. We've started to see temperatures cooling down a little bit. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good evening. It's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Memphis could become the next city President Trump sends National Guard troops to, he says, to help curb crime. The mayor of Memphis says city data shows crime has fallen in the past year. Democrats like Congressman Steve Cohen, who represents areas of Memphis, admits crime needs to come down further, but city plans are working.
It's high, but the National Guard won't stop that. Working with the FBI, which we've done, working with DEA, which we've done, and working with ATF would help. Those groups know how to police. They know police law. They know police strategy. They know how to patrol.
Tennessee's Republican governor says he is working with the president. Utah authorities say Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, could be formally charged as soon as tomorrow. A motive for the killing still unknown. The Senate says it will take up a vote on the nomination of Stephen Miron, the top Trump economic advisor, to serve out an unexpired term on the Federal Reserve Board. They begin their policy meeting on interest rates tomorrow. This is ABC News. Tensions escalating in the Middle East following Israel's strike last week targeting Hamas leadership in Qatar's capital. Secretary of State Marco Rubio traveled to Israel, meeting with Israel's prime minister about the war in Gaza and efforts to release the remaining Hamas-held hostages. Benjamin Netanyahu, at a briefing with Rubio today, did not specify if any Hamas official was killed in the Qatar strike. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says the Emir of Qatar continues to condemn the military move.
Very, very strong criticisms of Israel once again, calling Israeli aggression blatant, treacherous, and cowardly, accusing the government in Israel of being extremist, saying that it practices, quote, terrorist policies.
Authorities in Tennessee continue to search for three escapees from the Madison County Jail. The sheriff's office says three men broke out of the recreational yard Sunday. One of the escapees may have stolen a utility truck in that getaway. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Grant County suffered its sixth traffic fatality of 2025 over the weekend. Sunday night at approximately 7:10, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a possible crash on County Highway X south of Wyalusing. The reporting party was operating a UTV and reported they heard a loud noise several hundred feet behind them, and they suspected someone crashed into the heavily wooded ditch. The reporting party stopped to check the area and discovered a motorcycle had crashed on the west side of the roadway. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned Taylor Blizzard, 31, of Prairie du Chien, was traveling northbound on County Highway X on his motorcycle. Blizzard lost control of his motorcycle while negotiating a corner, and the motorcycle left the west side of the roadway. Blizzard was ejected from the motorcycle, and both Blizzard and his motorcycle went over the embankment on the west side of the road. Blizzard was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County coroner. Speed is suspected to be a factor in the crash, and the incident remains under investigation. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted on scene by the Bloomington Fire, West Grant EMS, Bagley First Responders, and the Grant County Coroner's Office. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety following the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee this morning. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
What bothers me the most is how people are justifying, you're seeing on social media and other aspects where people are actually saying he deserved it based on his comments. That, to me, in my very humble opinion, is the problem. I mean, the rep that died in Minnesota, she was a Democrat. The last thing I would want is something like that to help happen to some of my colleagues who might be on the other side of the aisle. I would never, ever say something like that and wish that upon somebody. But to have the people out here, and to be honest with you, Phil, there are people in this county. And it's on both sides of the aisle. I mean, let me know. I'm not saying both sides are responsible, but are, in my humble opinion, are contributing to this. So I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Mark Klein says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. And we've talked about this in the past. I mean, you can come in. There are multiple entrances, which is potentially a problem. I mean, you can come in on the ground floor, multiple entrances, four entrances on the first floor. I know that, like, the new Senate sergeant at arm, he's very much into safety and stuff, and he's a former military background, and I'm glad that he is there now, because he's much more focused on safety than people were 15 years ago or whatever. And so he's watching people. He's, you know, and even in committee meetings, when Tony and I are in Joint Finance Committee, when somebody just starts walking up to the dais where we're sitting, he'll intercept them. And they may be coming up to hand us a piece of paper or something like that. But, you know, and I appreciate that caution. So I think there have been some improvements made just based on the personnel that are now in charge of the operation of the legislature. So I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol. The search for a new family practice physician with a specialty in obstetrics ended successfully with the addition of Dr. Damilola Adesanya to the team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Originally from Nigeria and raised in Brooklyn, New York, Dr. Adesanya comes most recently from PCC Community Wellness Center in Illinois, where she worked as a perinatal and child health fellow with a focus on high-risk obstetrics and surgical obstetrics. She also spent time in Arusha, Tanzania during her fellowship working in the maternity ward. Her outstanding academic achievements include graduating magna cum laude from the Sophie Davis School of Biomedical Education at City College of New York and earning her Doctor of Medicine from State University of New York Downstate Health Sciences University. She will begin seeing patients later this fall. A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant program is rewarding the work done by local organizations. Four organizations are each receiving one-time grants of $250,000 to provide services in their communities that prevent non-medical use of opioids. Substance abuse prevention organizations in Dunn and Pierce counties, Kenosha County, the Forest County Potawatomi community, and Milwaukee's Hispanic community are receiving the funding. The DHS grants are funded by Wisconsin's share of an opioid settlement. A bill proposed in Madison last week would allow Wisconsin residents to voluntarily be temporarily barred from being able to buy a handgun. According to reporting from the Wisconsin State Journal, the bill would require the Department of Justice to create a do-not-sell list, preventing individuals on the list from buying a firearm from a registered dealer. Individuals who want to be added to the list would be able to request a 1-year, 5-year, or 20-year ban. They would not be able to be removed from the list for the first full year. After that, they would have to wait another 48 hours for their request to be removed to take effect. The bill follows former State Representative Jonathan Brostoff, a Democrat from Milwaukee who advocated for improving mental health services. died by suicide last November. A Richland County resident has been arrested for possession of child pornography. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned three cyber tips as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for reported possession of child pornography. This morning, the Richland County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant as a result of the investigation at a residence within the village of Boaz. Deputies took into custody Don L. McCormick, 38, of Boaz, for one count of possession of child pornography. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation Digital Evidence Unit, Richland Center Police Department, Richland County District Attorney, and Richland EMS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program, known as R3. The Hunter R3 grant supports projects that promote awareness, understanding, and participation in safe, ethical hunting and hunting-related outdoor skills for anyone who wants to learn. These skills offer individuals a unique connection with nature and wildlife and foster confidence and comfort in wild places. A total grant pool of $75,000 is available. Individual grant awards are typically limited to $25,000. These cost-sharing funds can be awarded to individuals or community-based organizations, Wisconsin tribes, universities, and schools. The deadline to submit grant applications is today. Applicants should plan to start projects approximately 1 year from the application deadline. Learn more and apply on the DNR's Hunter R3 Grant Program webpage. State Representative Travis Tranel is now accepting nominations from the 49th Assembly District for the 2025 First Responder of the Year Award. Created in 2019, this award highlights the great work the brave men and women of our emergency services do each and every day to keep our community safe. Nominees can include police officer or sheriff's deputy, a firefighter, or any level of EMS personnel, and can be either a paid or volunteer public servant that you believe exemplify community service, selflessness, and dedication. You can nominate a deserving person for a variety of reasons, including a specific heroic action, a significant professional achievement, something special they do for the community during the course of their work, body of work over time, and or length of service. One deserving individual will be selected from each assembly district and invited to the state capitol in Madison to be formally recognized on the assembly floor for a special recognition ceremony on Tuesday, October 14th. To have your local hero be eligible, nominations are due to Representative Tranel's office no later than Friday, September 19th. Include the name of person nominated, nominee's position or job title, name of person or group making the nomination, contact information, and a brief description of the candidate to rep.tranel@legis.wisconsin.gov. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Bonnie Marshall on ticket number 174 and Connie Zija on ticket number 41.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died last Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet. Charlene May Cowling, 77, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 5 to 7. A private family burial will be held in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery at a later date. Charlene May Cowling, 77, of Richland Center. Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after numerous medical complications. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. A private burial service will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to Boscobel Area Lions Club, St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel EMS, or Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua, died Thursday at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center on Friday from 11 until 2. Burial will be held at the Mill Creek Cemetery at a later date. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died last Monday following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday, October 11th at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday, October 11th from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a partly sunny and very warm, unseasonably warm day today, highs did reach 84 degrees. They did hit 86 degrees over there in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and also Monroe, too. Now we've got those winds out of the southeast pumping in that warmth at about 5 to 15 miles per hour this evening. They will ease tonight and stay out of the east at about 5. Low temperatures slip to the upper 50s, so staying very mild. It'll be partly cloudy through the overnight, but tomorrow for the afternoon, sunny and summery once again, staying well above average. High should reach about 86 degrees. Bit of mugginess out there, winds out of the southeast, and a couple scattered clouds by tomorrow night. Lows drop to 60. Wednesday, staying warm. Midweek, partly sunny, highs at 85 degrees. We take a slow turn to about 82 for Thursday. Still humid, with clouds increasing by the evening. Got a pretty big low-pressure system moving in, and it's going to slowly creep across the state. This leaves us with chances for showers and storms likely on Friday. Highs in the upper 70s, starting the trend downward. Saturday, cloudy skies, rain continuing, highs in the low 70s. And that's where we kind of sit, low to mid-70s for Sunday, too. Maybe more showers and storms on and off throughout the day on Sunday, so a wetter weekend ahead, back to the more fall-like feel. As of right now, total rainfall looks anywhere from about a half an inch to an inch or so. The further west, the more you'll see. And the good news is we're not looking at any severe thunderstorms, so no worries there. Just some good old-fashioned rain, which we need. And the chances should wind down and kick on out of here as we go into the middle of next week, leaving us with more sunshine and highs in the average temperature range zone, right in those upper 70s, with a crisp and cool breeze. I hope your Monday has been marvelous and enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It is with hazy sunshine, 81 degrees, and that has cooled down from our high today of 87. And our morning low was 57. Yesterday, we had a high of 84 and no precipitation. Record high on this day was set back all the way in 1939 at 93, while a record low of 30 was set in 1975. Last year on this day, our high was 89 and our low 60. Sunset today will be at 7:12, sunrise tomorrow at 6:42. No precipitation, the barometer now rising a little bit to 30.9, while southeast winds are at 2. Again, it's 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports this evening is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Brewers have the day off today as they prepare for their next home series against the Angels tomorrow night, as they come off of a weekend where they took 2 of 3 from St. Louis. And they'll look to continue their lead, just 5.5 games now ahead of Chicago for first place in the National League Central. A quick local note, the Church League volleyball meeting that was to be held has been postponed. A makeup date will be announced at a later time. The trade for Micah Parsons sent run stuffer Kenny Clark to Dallas, but it appears the Packers had a replacement already on the roster. 27-year-old Devontae Wyatt has stepped in nicely. In 2 games, Wyatt has 5 total tackles, 2 sacks, 2 pass deflections, 5 quarterback hits, and 11 pressures. So far, Green Bay is giving up 48.5 yards rushing per game. Parsons' arrival has taken so much attention from the opponents that it has opened things up for players like Wyatt. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo has led his native country Greece to a bronze medal in the FBIA Eurobasket tournament. Antetokounmpo scored 30 points in the 92-89 win over Finland. He had 17 rebounds and 6 assists. The 6'11 all-NBA performer put the game out of reach by connecting on 2 free throws with 4 seconds left. Germany won the gold.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
It was not a good weekend for quarterbacks in the NFL. Dating all the way back to Thursday, Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a knee injury, and coach Dan Quinn says that the AP NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year status for the team's next game is up in the air. The Commanders host the Las Vegas Raiders Sunday. Daniels had an MRI on his knee. Quinn said the player's status is considered day-to-day. Daniels was hurt in Washington's 27-18 loss to the Green Bay Packers on Thursday night. The second-year quarterback was sacked four times and faced pressure throughout the game from a blitz-heavy Packers defense. Minnesota Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will likely miss the next game with a sprained ankle, according to coach Kevin O'Connell. McCarthy didn't miss any game time during Minnesota's 22-6 loss to Atlanta. He passed an initial medical evaluation and got his foot taped for extra support after the injury occurred late in the third quarter. The ankle pain worsened overnight. O'Connell said that the decision to sideline McCarthy for the game against Cincinnati this Sunday was not performance-related. Carson Wentz, who joined the Vikings 2 weeks ago, will start against the Bengals. And Cincinnati Bengals coach Zach Taylor confirms that quarterback Joe Burrow will have surgery on his injured left toe. Taylor didn't have a timeline today for when Burrow will have surgery or how long the franchise quarterback might be out. The turf toe injury is expected to sideline Burrow a minimum of 3 months. It is Burrow's third major injury in six seasons since being the top overall pick in the 2020 draft. It's a major blow to Cincinnati, which is off of its first 2-0 start since 2018 and has postseason aspirations after missing the playoffs the past two seasons. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn are lower Monday. Cattle and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on profit taking and technical selling. Looks like nothing pertaining to ag came out of this round of talks with China. Soybeans sent most of the session just kind of adrift, watching U.S. harvest activity ahead of the weekly crop numbers. November beans were 3.5 lower at 10.42 and 3/4. January was down 3.5 at 10.61 and 3/4. October bean meal was 2.40 lower at 285.20. October soybean oil was up 9 points at 51.76. Corn was down on profit-taking. Friday's USDA numbers were bearish, even if Friday's reaction wasn't, with record yield and production and another increase in acres. Unknown destinations did buy nearly 150,000 tons of U.S. corn Monday morning. December was down 6 3/4 at 423 and a quarter, and March corn was 6 1/4 lower at 441. And wheat was mixed. With the spring wheat harvest basically over, the market is monitoring U.S. winter wheat planting and development conditions. Recent rainfall has likely boosted production prospects for both Argentina and Australia. December Chicago was up 1.5 at 525. December Kansas City was down 3/4 at 514. December Minneapolis held at 571 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by the tight market-ready numbers and the higher midday box beef. October live is up 462 at 234.60. December was 435 higher at 236.27. October feeders were up 870 at 354.50. November was 7 higher at 350.25. And hogs were up on the firm midday pork, their discount to cash, and that strength in cattle. October was 40 higher at 97.52. December was up 22 at 88.85. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Durant Cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed. Higher in Kansas, but lower in Texas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the back half of the week. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.51 at $398.53. Select was 36 cents higher at $378.80. Estimated cattle slaughter was 110,000 head. Cash hogs closed mostly higher with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.93 with a weighted average of 105.87. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.76 higher with a weighted average of 106.65. And the Western Corn Belt was up $1.66 with a weighted average of 106.55. Pork values were lower, down 44 cents at 114.07. Bellies were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The USDA's national crop ratings were mostly lower over the past week. That's generally in line with seasonal trends. As of Sunday, 67% of U.S. corn is rated good to excellent, with 7% harvested. 63% of U.S. soybeans are called good to excellent. 5% of the crop has been harvested. More news up next on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Grain and oil seeds analyst with Terrain says there's an opportunity to increase some ag exports to Mexico. Bree Botts tells Brownfield while they're a top customer for U.S. corn, there could be additional market access for soybeans.
I don't expect that momentum to decline in the future. When we think about grain product commodities from domestic processing here at home, Mexico is actually our largest export market for dried distiller grains.
A food economist says August grocery prices posted the largest month-to-month increase in several years. David Ortega with Michigan State University tells Brownfield there are still inflationary pressures impacting food costs.
And the numbers were a bit concerning. You know, we saw the price of food, the price of groceries increase more than 0.5%.
Iowa's state climatologist says short-term outlooks show rain could be likely across parts of the Corn Belt later this week. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Fall fertilizer considerations. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. After harvest, many growers will be thinking about fall nitrogen applications. Corteva Nitrogen Stabilizer Strategic Account Manager Ty Stender says because nitrogen is susceptible to loss through leaching and denitrification, farmers should consider the right end stabilizer to protect nitrogen in the soil over the winter, ensuring it's available come spring. More after this.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Corteva Agriscience Nitrogen Stabilizer Strategic Account Manager Ty Stender says the growing season included a very wet June and July for many in the Corn Belt.
It's led to a little bit of some nitrogen loss that's showing up in some of the crops right about now. The crops are also maturing fairly quickly. Part of that's due to just the time of year, the cooler weather. There's also some disease, most notably the southern rust, kind of speeding up those crops into maturity. And then we had some areas that saw, I would say, kind of excessive rainfall. And there's some drown out spots and some ponding. But overall, the crops are looking really good going into fall.
He tells Brownfield saturated conditions could have resulted in nitrogen loss.
Basically, the nitrogen is moving out of the root zone. And so if the plants started running a little bit short on nitrogen, they started to show that in the symptoms here probably in the last month or so. And so you should be able to notice which fields are running short and which ones are still good. Just looking at, you know, how long are they staying green, which ones are showing some of that nitrogen loss.
Stender says when it comes to fall versus spring nitrogen applications, he doesn't necessarily recommend one over the other.
What I really do recommend, though, is whatever works best for your operation, go that route. So for most folks, that might be split applying. And that's something I do recommend is splitting your applications up, whether that be an application in the fall and an application in the spring. That could be a fall application followed by a couple different shots in the spring, or it could be breaking up your nitrogen into a couple different shots in the spring. And the reason for doing that is largely just to help mitigate risk. We don't know what Mother Nature is going to throw at us. And so if we can split that application up into a couple different periods, that's going to help us mitigate some of that weather risk. It also just helps us plan for unexpected weather events.
And to mitigate loss, he recommends using a proven nitrogen stabilizer.
Like InServe with anhydrous ammonia or Instinct NextGen with UAN, urea, and liquid manure. And those nitrogen stabilizers are going to help protect that nitrogen by keeping it in the stable nitrogen form of ammonium longer, so that when we do have warmer periods or excessive moisture, we're going to be protected throughout some of those periods to keep that nitrogen in the root zone for the plants longer into the growing season when that plant truly needs it.
To learn more, reach out to your local Corteva AgriScience representative or visit nitrogenstabilizers.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva AgriScience.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, where community, great music, and your favorite hometown meals come together.
Just now, 20 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour, a reminder that the Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be in Boscobel at Crown Sage Park's parking lot on Tuesday from noon to 1 or until gone. Southwest Cap is required to collect names, ages, addresses, and household size. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates will speed up the process. It's 80 degrees as we hear from Dean Miller in 1965.
I'll put on my black suit and boots, dark shades and comb my hair. Maybe you can find that old red dress you used to wear. And we'll go back in time and find the way it used to be. Back when country songs were good, love was wild and free. Let's take a trip around the world and never leave this town. I'll pick you up in my Cadillac and we'll take a spin around. Burn some gas and cigarettes, be someone else tonight. Let's drive around like it's 1965. Do your hair like Tammy, and I'll sing like Johnny Cash. And I'll put on this old rhinestone buckle and a diamond ring for flash. Back before the worries of the world came crashing in, when a woman was a woman and a man could be a man. Let's take a trip around the world and never leave this town. AM radio, static on the dial. Them saddle songs just cut right through years and tears of mine. Let's take a trip around the world and never leave this town.
sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. About those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on memory lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
TC Auto Works, your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener-Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meat specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are here to protect you from life's unexpected moments. Whether it's life, auto, home, UTV, ATV, farm, commercial, auto, or property insurance, they have you covered all in one place. They offer competitive rates and professional service designed to give you peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. Because with them, you're not just getting insurance, you're gaining an advocate.
100.9 WRCO.
Man, we've come a long, long way since the first radio transmission. But have we really gone too far? Seems a simple life is what we're missing. With every head bowed low, we stay stuck here on these phones. So thank you there, fancy technology. Man, I wish we'd go back again. Can you remember when we all turned?
Things could change. I know this might sound strange, but
making it through. And every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I wanna do. So make a man lose my mind. Girl, I thought about thinking through. And every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. You know it at the time. I know what I want to do. Just make them in my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I want to make things come true.
President Trump signed an executive order to create a federal task force and deploy troops to Memphis. The president says he wants to curb crime in the city like he did in Washington, D.C.
The effort will include the National Guard as well as the FBI, ATF, DEA, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Marshals.
President Trump also vowing to send National Guard troops to Chicago next. The president says he will attend the funeral of conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Phoenix on Sunday. It follows the fatal shooting of Kirk at Utah Valley University during an event. Investigators say suspect Tyler Robinson will be formally charged tomorrow, and investigators say they've collected evidence showing the suspect was studying maps of the university campus before the shooting. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent signaling the U.S. and China have reached a framework deal to switch to a U.S.-controlled ownership of TikTok. This is ABC News. Attorneys for Maureen Comey in a new lawsuit claim her firing from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York was unlawful.